Mini-episode 919 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 919 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our Today Show sweepstakes. Our odds on Matt Lauer's replacement for one of the most prestigious jobs in television. 60 to 1, Tamron Hall. This is our MacArthur returns to the Philippines scenario. 50 to 1, Hoda Kotb. There's probably no way that NBC is going to break up her hour with Kathy Lee. 30 to 1, Katie Couric. This would be a real test of how much TV might have changed since Jane Pauley was once replaced at a similar age back in the day. 20 to 1, Al Roker. Nobody's got a longer tenure with the program right now than him, so it would help in terms of chemistry, but still be a change from the norm in terms of putting a weatherman in that spot. Plus, he's very busy with outside entrepreneurial ventures. 15 to 1, Carson Daly. He doesn't have the hard news experience that they're probably looking for, but he's perfect in every other way. 12 to 1, Mike Tirico. Hear us out on this one. If NBC made a strong commitment that he's still in position to be the heir to Al Michaels as the voice of the NFL on the network and heir to Bob Costas as face of NBC Sports, he could work out a schedule to do this as well. It'd be at least a few years before he had to start balancing this job with the other ones anyway. But, fairly or unfairly, in this climate, his early 90s suspension from ESPN could cause the executives to look in another direction. 10 to 1, The Field. NBC may bring in a wild card for this spot, but you best believe they're going to have them strongly vetted personally. 8 to 1, Megyn Kelly. Her ratings haven't been boffo so far, so it'd be a risk, but it'd also be the strongest way to get the most out of her ginormous paycheck, especially if ratings are stabilized. 5 to 1, Carl Quintanilla. He's a known commodity at both CNBC and NBC, and he could handle the hard news as well as or better than anyone while still being easygoing enough for the softer segments. 3 to 1, Craig Melvin. As a longtime NBC and MSNBC talent, he checks off a lot of the boxes that management will have. He has a lot in common with our frontrunner. 9 to 5, Willie Geist. He's already a part of the Today Show ensemble and has the well-rounded experience that the powers that be want. Plus, his clean-cut family life would provide just the contrast to Lauer that the bosses probably want right now. He's the leader in the clubhouse, if for no other reason than this. His father, Bill, has a long history with CBS News, and they have an identical opening at the moment for the very same reason. There may not be another candidate as well-leveraged to play both sides against each other. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.